This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, everybody? Excited to be here with you all on another awesome Best Bits weekend. And I have Amy joining me this weekend.
Hello, hello.
You excited for the
yes.
Best Bits?
Eight weeks goes by so fast.
I know.
That's how I know time is flying. And honestly, it's early June, but I was looking at my calendar and I don't want time to go this fast. But when I looked at our family schedule and work schedule and different things coming up, I'm like, oh my gosh, June is going to be over so fast.
I know. It just keeps, each month I feel like just goes a little bit faster.
I know. It's like, don't blink.
It feels crazy. We're already in summer of 2023. I don't even think I remember what happened in 2021 and 2022. Like, it feels like a blur at this point to me.
I feel, yeah, anything, what do they call it? Like PC... Well, post-COVID, before COVID. BC.
Oh, BC.
Same as
BC,
after Christ. AC. Yeah, same.
Basically the same. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. Coming in at the number seven spot this week, Lunchbox shared a weird interaction he had with his massage therapist, which crazy, I have to say. So doing some stuff for CMA Fest, and I don't know if I got on this random like promo email, but I got sent an email that I can go check out a spa after the CMA Festival festivities.
Oh, where?
For free. How in Franklin.
Oh. Okay, which one? Does it say?
Yeah, okay, I can tell you. Why, do you know people out there?
Well, I'm curious. I do know of a massage place in Franklin.
Sanita's?
Oh, never mind. Not her. But how do I get on that email? I'm doing stuff too.
I don't know. I'll just forward it to you and we'll just pretend that it worked.
Okay.
I'm sure you probably got it. It's just in one of your emails somewhere along the lines.
If it's in my work email, I definitely didn't get it.
That would probably where it went. Because I think we get put on the list when we start doing things for CMA Fest and then they just send out these mass emails. So I'm going to go have a spa day after all of the craziness of CMA Festival.
I think you and I are together on Thursday night there.
Yes, we are.
What are you wearing?
I think I have together. I found this cropped blazer that has rhinestones on the little, what's it called? The little collar part of the blazer. It's like rhinestoned out. And then I think I'm going to wear it with some high-waisted black shorts and maybe my black combat boots.
Cute. Like, okay.
Cute little vibe. But that could change by the time Thursday comes.
I know. I have no idea.
What are you wearing?
I don't know yet. I have a thing with Kelsey Ballerini right before.
Okay. For CMA Festival? Something different.
With iHeart for iHeartLand.
Oh, yeah.
The video thing. Okay. Video game thing. So I'll do that and then come over to Nissan Stadium.
Nice. So whatever you're wearing there.
Like I have to be there at 2:30 or 3. So I'm going to whatever I'm in, I'm going to be in for a very long time.
So I will be coming from, I'm going to do the daytime Riverfront stage on Thursday to Nissan.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll be doing a change.
I don't think you should wear that blazer at the daytime stage.
No, it's too dressy. It's
also, is that called lapel?
Is it the lapel
I don't
of
know.
The blazer?
Or we'll call it collar. I don't know.
I think
just
so.
Just popped into my head.
Yeah, but I've never found a crop blazer before, so I'm really excited about it. But I just got to find the perfect outfit to go along with it. We'll see.
Crop blazers are cute.
They are, especially when you're short like me. I'm very short, so the cropped always helps me with my little torso. But now I need to know what you're going to wear, so you're going to have to let me know.
Don't know yet. I will send you pictures when I think I might be, but you're wearing like black and sparkles. What I have in my head right now is this pink two-piece outfit, like a top and a skirt with white boots.
Okay.
But we'd still go together.
Yeah.
We'll still match.
Well, it is possible. My other outfit option is like a, I don't even know how to explain it. I found it at Zara, but it's like this pink kind of satin long sleeve dress. So we could be pink and pink too.
We'll text.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I'm sure people are like, okay.
They're like, what's happening?
We're like planning out our outfits. Although
this is what our conversations are like.
Zara, is that where you got the crop blazer? Because I have a pink cropped blazer from Zara that I love.
So I actually got the cropped blazer at a boutique when I went down to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. We were just walking around shopping and we went in this boutique and I was like, oh my God, I need this. And it was like $60. And I was like, this is perfect for something. I don't know what, but I'm going to need it at some point.
Yeah, it'll come in handy multiple times, I'm sure.
Yeah, so I got it. But yeah, these are what Amy and I's conversations are mostly like. So you're seeing it. But all that to say, yes, we will be at CMA Fest. People can see us Nissan Thursday night. I'll be at Riverfront Stage Thursday day. And Saturday, I'll be at Ascend.
Oh, okay. There's stuff at Ascend this year. Is there normally?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, there's so much stuff going on. There's multiple stages across all the places. Do you have anything else going on for CMA Fest that people can
Most
come
see?
Most
of my stuff is just Thursday.
Thursday night?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Well, people can come hang out with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the plan. But I want to know, we're not even talking about the massage therapist. I want to know how the no-shoe household situation has been going. You've been doing it for like a few days, maybe like a week now.
It's very, very, very new, but I was pumped that my kids were on board right away. So I have the basket by the door, which has, you know, where we dump our shoes and we come in and I put the little disposable booties in there just in case, you know, someone comes over and they don't want to take off their shoes or we need to run in and do something real quick. We can throw those on. I just ordered on Amazon. It's 100-pack cheap. So I feel like those will last a while. And then what else is in there? Oh, I put little washable slipper socks things. Like they're socks with like the rubber grips on the bottom, but they're an elevated sock. They're in between a sock and a slipper, but they're easy to put on and off and they fit most sizes. So you could just take your shoes off and if you wanted to slide them on, you could. And then when you're done with them, I can wash them.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's not like a guest, you know, is putting on dirty socks.
Listen, Amy, you're offering like all these things. And let me tell you, I don't offer any of that. I'm just like, just take off your shoes. It'll be fine. Okay. So you're going like above and beyond for all these people.
Probably because I'm new to it. That could die down.
You tell like having the basket by the door with shoes is like the key component because it literally shows them with almost without saying like, hey, take your shoes off. And most of the time me having shoes by my front door is like, oh, do I need to take my shoes off? Most of the time they'll ask like if it's a new person coming to the house. They'll be like, oh, do I need to take these off? And I'll be like, yeah, can you please take them off?
Okay.
Then you don't even have to say anything first. Most of the time they're like, you know, hey, I noticed that.
Some listeners say they have doormats that they got at Target or something that just say, this is a no shoes or not allowed or whatever.
You know, but how often do you actually look at the doormat? Unless it's like a really cool doormat. Like sometimes when I see like the funny sayings, those make me laugh.
Well, that this would be a thing maybe. I don't know. I just heard that was a tip from people. And then multiple nurses, when I posted about it on Instagram, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a nurse. You have no idea all the things that you're tracking around your house that are getting you sick and just different toxins and bacteria and bleh.
Well, you know, it's funny. I grew up that way because my parents, they had like a no shoes household and I hated it because I was always just like, let me just leave them on. I got to run inside. And it was like strict policy, no shoes in the house. And then I kind of rebelled in college and a little bit when I first moved to Nashville and had my own apartment. But then when I moved into my house, it was like immediately I was like, okay, I get it now. Like you got to clean the floors. There's a lot. Once you have to clean the floors one time of people being in. Also, if you have hardwood floors and people are walking on with heels and things, like you're ruining things over time. You just don't realize it because who would think about that, right? And the only reason I have to think about it is because my mom told me about it all the time growing up. And so when I got my house is when it like got reiterated. I was like, dang, I'm really happy I grew up that way. And I'm really sad that I like rebelled against it for a while because now I understand I'm definitely more healthy when I'm not tracking in everything and my house is cleaner.
Yeah, I'm on board. I can't believe I've gone 42 years not doing it this way. Although I feel like the guys were saying, okay, yeah, give this a week. She might quit. I really feel like this is something I'll stay committed to.
Yeah.
Just because overall, I think it's like, you just have to go for it. Sometimes it's like, I've wanted this for a while and I never just go for it. And I'm like, what is so hard about this? It's not that hard. We just got to do it one day at a time and it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe I have to run back to my room with my shoes on real quick if I forget something. It's honestly what was in my head was, okay, I'm going to get ready for work. And what if I have shoes that I've laced up and I get in my car and I realize I forgot something in my room and then I got to run back to my room. I guess I could put on the disposable thingies real quick
because
we can't be late to work. So what if I don't have the time? And then I got a really nice DM from a listener that heard me share something similar on one of the post shows. And she was like, hey, just do it and then give yourself grace. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect every single time. And there's never a shoe that's ever allowed to go through your house. And I thought, oh, okay. Yeah. Grace. I like that.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And it's definitely helpful and it definitely allows you more space. And think of it this way. Most of the time when you're actually in your house, are you wearing shoes?
No.
When you're just like chilling, hanging out?
I guess, honestly, like we went walking, you and I, the other day at the trail. And like if I have shoes on or walk the dog, I come back in and I'm wearing my tennis shoes all around the whole time. I don't take them off right away.
See? And that's okay. You just have certain things and you'll get to a point where you'll be like, okay, I got to start taking these off. What I started doing like for myself and for anyone like in the house, I have my UFOs slippers and that's what I wear in my house.
Oh, those are good. Yeah.
So literally they're sitting by the back door. I literally exchange my shoes. I put them on when I get right inside and I take them off right when I'm about to go outside. I just like basically exchange them. So it's like if I want to wear shoes inside, I have comfies to put on right away.
Perfect. Yeah.
So that's a pro tip if that will help you do it more often. Just have a fun pair of shoes that you really like to wear inside the house. Then you'll feel a bit more inclined.
Then I'm like, okay, I can't take the trash out in these. I can't go into the, you know.
It is. Like, you should see me. When I'm taking the trash out, I gotta, like, switch my shoes real quick. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But after about 2 weeks, it becomes a habit. And then you'll be good.
Yes. I know. I'm here.
It's more going to be getting the kids to do it in the habit. That's probably going to be the harder part.
What was cool is they were on board with it. Like, I thought it was going to be, Mom, why are we doing this? Seems so complicated. But both of them right away thought, oh, yeah, this makes sense. Let's do it. And at the orphanage, they never wore shoes. I mean, they were running around outside. Their feet were...
They didn't have to, like, exchange shoes.
Yeah, so they're not... They don't actually prefer to be in shoes anyway. They just do it because that's what we make them do.
Well, put
on
shoes
before we go outside, and then they keep them on. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm rooting for this. I'm rooting for it to go well and to keep going. I'm not on all the guys' side. I'm on your side.
Thank you.
We also had Lainey Wilson stop by the studio this week, and she's always fun to come on and talk about things. She talked about a Dolly Parton collaboration that she has coming up and her relationship that she newly debuted at the ACM Awards, which just all around a fun interview. But we're not talking Lainey. We're going to talk some TV recs. You got anything you've been watching that you're like, oh, this is good? Or maybe it's really bad.
Can I do Future?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this weekend... I plan on watching the Jelly Roll documentary on Hulu.
Okay, yes. I've heard great things about it.
Me too. I'm very excited about that. And then also on Hulu, another documentary, the Hillsong Church documentary. I don't know.
Is that also a band or is it just a church?
So they put out music. So a lot of music that you sing at church that is the contemporary stuff, Hillsong wrote and produced and put out, and then churches... you know, used it all over the world. And so, yes and no. It's not, I don't think it's like a specific one, just band. It's like the church band in production, like
that,
put it out.
Yeah, that hurts my brain.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of churches. I think it started in Australia and then it came to the U.S. and then it got really popular here because the pastor here baptized Justin Bieber.
Okay.
And they
wild
became friends and hung out when Justin decided like, hey, I got to turn my life around. He moved in with this pastor guy, and then it's like the fall of it because I'm just very curious to see how.
There's a fall of it, like bad things happen.
I think that might even be what it's called. I need to look it up. Is it the fall of Hillsong Church, or that's the reason why there's a documentary? Is because it started with the pastor. I don't have all the details. So that's why I'm excited to watch it. Not because of someone's, I know people really got hurt in this process, but I just want to know more of the story. And it really was, he was something that uncovered a bigger problem within the church. So yes, he's a pastor and there was infidelity, but there the people at the top would often cover things up from other pastors.
Oh.
Like there's other things that happened at different churches throughout the country or the world or wherever they are, and they would cover it up. Sort of like in sports, like if a we've heard stories of like coaches, but it's their star player and it's like, well, you know, it sucks, but it's a business and you don't want to tarnish anything.
So it's called The Secrets of Hillsong.
The Secrets of Hillsong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what the documentary is more looking into of all the different secrets. It's not just a piece on the main pastor that cheated.
Gotcha. Because it also says in the description, sins of the father.
Oh, okay.
So definitely look at, and it says like, looking into reporters discover Hillsong's founding father of what thing, a pattern of things that happened. So what you're describing.
Yeah, and that dude, he's from Australia.
Yeah. Okay, that's wild.
So that's my TV recs, is two TV shows that I haven't watched yet, but that I'm going to watch this weekend, and I will report back on them, I'm sure, next week on the show. But Succession, I haven't watched the finale yet, but if you have Max, which is formerly known as HBO Max, that's a good one to start.
Wait, have you watched the new season of Ted Lasso yet?
Not yet. Because when was the finale this week?
It just happened.
Okay, so yep. That's what I've been waiting for, because I mm-hmm. want to watch them all as close as possible.
So you could also binge watch that this weekend.
I don't.
You're like, I don't know if I have time.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. I still have to pay attention to my children.
Well, maybe not set aside Jelly Roll, but maybe wait on the Hillsong one and watch Ted Lasso, because Amy, I cried. The series finale, I cried my eyes out. I was so sad. There were so many funny episodes. This season was, you know, when you get through multiple seasons and you're kind of like, oh, okay, it's dragging on.
Yeah.
This was one of my favorite seasons of Ted Lasso, just for a lot of the writing. And there was one episode that I literally was sitting on my couch and I could not stop laughing the whole episode. Like, what is happening? And then the last episode, I like cried my eyes out because of just the way they ended it and the way they wrapped it all up and turned all these characters into people that you really care about. And it was so good.
All right, I'm pumped. Okay, maybe I'll do that this weekend and switch it around.
Your future TV rec.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, it's so worth it. Like, it was so good. But be prepared, because you will want to like keep watching it, because it was really good.
Okay.
My favorite season so far, arguably, which is crazy to say about it, like a season three.
Is it?
Show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just three seasons, that's it?
Yep, okay, and now I guess it's done forever.
Succession did four seasons, and now it's done mm-hmm. forever.
I'm really bummed, especially how they ended it. I'm really bummed that it's over.
Well, at least it went out with a...
Like, yeah, it didn't like, you know, leave on a cliffhanger or anything, right. But it definitely makes you want to know what happens, what continues to happen. And then, did you ever get into All American?
Oh, a long time ago.
Okay, so... It's still going. And season five just got put on Netflix, because I don't watch that one live. It's on CW. I don't really watch like live TV anymore. But season five just got put on Netflix, and that's another one that made me cry. This is a very intense season, and I didn't anticipate it again for season five.
Okay, yeah, it's definitely been a minute. I probably saw season one.
Yeah, and it's more a teen drama, so it definitely leans into that.
I can get into that.
Yeah. Well, hey, every time I mention that, Lunchbox gives me a whole lot of crap on my teen dramas. So I'm...
Oh, whatever, he's secretly watching them.
I that's what I think, too. So that one was good. That's another good one. If you decide to, like, get back into it, season five's really good. And then my show, which your son actually watched, and we bonded over when we were going to iHeart Country Festival, The Flash has officially ended after 9 seasons.
Oh. Yeah, he has this little Flash. Oh, yeah, because you saw him on the airplane with his little Flash.
He has like a Flash.
Stuffed animal.
Yes. Yeah. And he's so cute. And
or stuffed like, Flash. I don't know.
Yeah, stuffed Flash. And yeah, I was really bummed for that to end. But they kind of wrapped that one up in a pretty bow, too, for the most part. So they brought a lot of people back from a lot of the different shows. And it was cool. Like, I like when they do the cameo appearances of people that you miss and shows that have already ended. They brought some people back.
Oh, good.
So it was good.
That's something I can watch with him.
Yeah, he would like it. He would definitely like it. So those are like my three, all kind of all over the board. But now you have future ones.
Right.
And now I just added in Ted Lasso for you.
Uh-huh.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
An employee of the month was crowned for May, and she just happens to be sitting right across from me.
Hello, hello.
Congratulations.
Happy to be here.
How does it feel to be employee of the month?
It feels good, but also it's my least favorite segment that we do.
Okay, tell me more.
Ever. Well, I just know how much it takes from everybody. And so then to single someone out when everyone's, you know, coming with so much content. I mean, if you think about it, what, 4 weeks in a month, five. Okay, so 20 episodes a month, right?
Yeah.
But, in addition to other, you know, things that we do on the side. So I just feel bad about, like, you have to make this speech of why you deserve it beforehand. Like when I get that email from Mike D the night before that's like, hey, have your speeches prepared for employee of the month tomorrow, share why you think you should get it, I'm like, I cringe at the thought of having to write why I should get it. I just kind of want to be like, everybody gets it, everybody's employee of the month. But all I will say that there are times that people do shine, and I think that's great, but it just ends up getting negative sometimes with certain people, and then it's like, okay, this is not building good energy,
employee relations,
camaraderie. Yeah. Or but I guess I'll take the honor. I decided to just focus on the, luckily when you and I walked, you had told me about some of the views on the water video, and I was like, oh, I'll just stick to that one thing. Honestly, when Bobby started rattling off different things that he thought stood out to him for the month, I was like, oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot about that. Because all I just was like, my water video is going viral on the internet.
Which is no small feat. So that is a good thing to highlight.
Yeah. So.
And I think it was good. And you should have won.
Social media views. Well, thank you. Yeah. I think it's, I don't know. It's a weird, how do you feel about it?
It gives me Scott's tots. You know how that episode makes everybody really uncomfortable? It's kind of how that segment makes me feel. I think that's the purpose of it, though, is like to just highlight somebody while also like everybody just kind of feels a little bit like, okay, got to get back on your game. You know what I mean?
I wonder how listeners feel about it. I'll just throw that out there in case anybody wants to share, because I don't know.
What if you, because sometimes you prep things of like a different twist. What if we prep that 1 month, the listeners have to choose, and then it's not us or anyone, and it could be anybody in the whole, on the whole show. It's not like we have three judges or whatever, and the listeners have to be like, they get to choose who
pitch it. Pitch it, prep it. Maybe you'll get employee of the month for it.
No, because I think our judges like being the judges. Then they don't have to be competing, you know? They get like an easy out.
Oh, yeah, true.
So, I mean, at this point, I think I just want to be a judge.
That's like a, I tried to pitch more positivity with the throwing under the bus or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The spill the tea?
Spill the tea, yes. Spill the tea.
Yeah, the compliments have not happened.
No. That didn't stick. But I just thought it could be like counter it, because sometimes it just feels like one little like jab after another. And I'm like, we don't have to be jabbing all the time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, but the thing is we all know that Lunchbox is probably not going to give us compliments, even if he's forced to. It'd be like, Morgan's favorite color is blue. I'd be like, that's not a compliment.
Well, that's what I think also could be entertaining, is watching him try to come up
exactly.
with something.
See? That's why I had your back, but, you know, we got outweighed.
But I will wear the crown the next, what, month? I get to wear it for a month, but we don't have an official crown, only for Easy Trivia.
Which we really got to knock him off of his, by the way.
Eddie? Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting close. I mean, he's been at four. Like, he should have won based on his record, right? Normally, he doesn't go this long with losing. And he has.
I know. We gotta clinch it. Isn't that what we clinch the title?
Sure. I'll take it. I just need one more.
I'm rooting for you.
Abby's coming up. You could still come up though.
Listen, I believe in it, but I also just like being the participant to just throw in some extra fun in the game.
Yeah.
That's my vibe. You know, I've accepted that Easy Trivia is not my strong suit. I'm just really there to like add in a little spice.
Acceptance is good. Awareness.
So I'm rooting for you to beat him, because you are close to him, and it's more likely that that's going to happen before me catching up and beating him.
Okay.
So I'm rooting for you.
Next Friday, we'll see.
To clinch the crown. That's going to happen. But how'd you spend Memorial Weekend? We just had Memorial Weekend last weekend. What'd you do?
Oh, I did a lot of laundry. time with my kids. I think that on the show, we talked about like the one words to describe it or whatever, and mine was questions, because... Stevenson has a lot of questions, but lately he has way more. So I just feel like it's one question after the next. I went and saw Little Mermaid. So we did that with Brittany Spencer and the kids, and that was a lot of fun. It was Brittany's idea. She sent me a text, and she's like, hey, we need to take Stashira to see Little Mermaid. And then Stevenson wanted to come. And then I walked with you. Honestly, pretty chill. I wasn't like you living it up at the lake and tubing or whatever you did. Floating.
Oh, yeah. Well, living it up was one word. If I had to choose one word for my Memorial weekend, it'd be chaotic. So I don't. Yours had questions. Mine was chaotic. Our walk was very calm.
What was the chaotic part?
Well, story for another day, but my phone is at the bottom of the lake.
Oh, yes, that part.
Yeah, it's a big part, but that's a story for another day, another time. I have a new phone, obviously, but there's that. But we went on the river. And we were with a group of friends, but it was crazy because there was a family. There was parents, two girls, and their two like little dogs with them on the lake. And we were all on the sandbar, and they were kayaking, and we were tubing, like floating. And they were about to like, they were starting to go off and keep, you know, floating down the river on their kayaks. And they got on, and this mom was in it with both of the dogs, and she flipped. And thank goodness these dogs had life jackets on, but our group had to step in to literally save the dogs from floating away from their family. And the girls were crying, and it was this whole situation. And we saw, it was like this, when I tell you the Titanic moment got remade, keep in mind, like, yes, we're in a rushing stream of water. You can also stand up in it. Okay. It's just a little like chaotic. And the mom flips over and the dad like grabs onto her, and she's like, no, you have to let me go. And he's like, why would you do that? And we're like, oh my God, this is like the Titanic, but like way more dramatic, because she could totally stand up. And what just happened? But as they're doing that and that's happening, we're like saving these two dogs that are going over that they should have probably not had at the river in the first place, but they did. And so our whole group, like, we saved the dogs. We got them back to the family. The girls stopped crying and they, like, got on their way. But after that, we all just kind of looked at each other like, what just happened?
Oh, yeah. That's a memory for sure.
Yes. Like, a fake Titanic moment, but also just, you know, friendly reminder to people, maybe leave, like, I'm a full proponent of bringing my dog Remy everywhere with me, but there are times when that is not the case. I did not bring Remy on the river with me for a reason. There are some dogs that should not be on the river, and these were like 10-pound dogs, you know?
Gosh.
Maybe leave them at home next time.
My dog won't even get in water, so I don't have to worry about that. Like, she won't even try.
I know, and we do have to talk animals. I have a story for you about Hazel and things she's been doing lately. So I need some cat mom advice.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
But yeah, so just, you know, pro tip. And then we also did, which I am now trying to convince Amy to come with us to come of our some of the like events we go to outside of the show, because we had Dierks Bentley's like pre-concert and it was so much fun.
Like, I know, and I, like, 2 days before it happened, we were in the studio and I was about to ask, is anyone going? And I can't remember what happened. Maybe Bobby, we were about to go on air or something and I couldn't finish. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll ask after this segment or song or whatever. And then I forgot and I never went back to it. And then I saw y'all were all there and it looked so much fun and some of my other friends were there. I thought, dang, 2 days ago, I did have the idea that I wanted to go to that. And then I totally just forgot. But it's like, if I have that split second of desire to go, like, I should commit and then know that I'm going to go, because I will come up with an excuse to be like, never mind, I don't really want to go out.
Trust me, I still do that sometimes. We had tickets to Jelly Roll's show and I really wanted to go, but a lot of things happened today and I was like, dang, I'm not going to be able to make it. Like, the close in time was happening. So there are times I still try and go and I just can't make it work. But most of the times I'll go and I'm just going to start being like, Amy, you're coming with me. I'm just not even going to ask. I'm just going to say, hey, the kids will be fine. We'll figure it out. And you're like, coming with me.
You, Abby, and Kevin, y'all don't miss a thing. Kevin and Pitts. I'm trying to think, is there anybody else I always see? Yep.
No, those are like the main four. Yeah, that we typically go.
I'm like, I didn't even know we had tickets to that.
But in all fairness, none of us have kids. So like that adds a level of more difficulty for you to be able to go to some of these things.
Right.
So it's totally understandable. But next time I see something, I'm just gonna be like, hey, Amy, we're going. And you're just gonna, you'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
Deal?
Deal.
Okay. Well, because that one was really cool. And he even catered tacos, which now I need to go eat at this taco place. Have you been to Lady Bird Tacos in Nashville?
No, but I've heard it's good.
Oh my gosh, that's what he had catered. And I was like, I'm going there. I have to add this to my list because it was that good. And that was catered. You know, sometimes when it's catered, you're like, oh, well, it's good. But what's it really like in the restaurant? I was like, it's so good catered that it has to be even better in the restaurant.
Yeah. Did they have a taco truck or they just
Had them in like a bunch of those little big foil things. Mm-hmm. And they had different versions. And they even had veggie tacos, which I appreciate. So I got to have tacos. It's awesome. And I think I met the owner and I was just like drunk having a good time. I was like, your tacos are amazing.
Ben Dierks was just doing like a run through, right? You said like for.
So it was like basically their post rehearsal in a way. Like they had already rehearsed and done all this. And this was like their first official kind of run through before they actually went on tour to work out any last minute kinks or what it's really going to look like on stage. And so it was like, we got to go and have access to that. And I would do that every time over like going to their tour because it was like a couple hundred people
intimate.
There.
Yeah.
It was like a private concert from Dierks. Mm-hmm. It was funny though. We got there and everybody, this was at Ascend Amphitheater in Nashville, which is like an outdoor amphitheater. And everybody was sitting kind of in the seats and me and Kevin and my girlfriend and Pitts who were all there. We just like, I mean, we're just going to go stand at the front of the stage because otherwise Dierks is going to be like singing. We're all sitting down. That feels weird. And so we're standing there and like nobody's getting up, right? Dierks starts. And I'm like, oh, we're still the only ones up here. Should we go sit down? And then like three songs in, finally, like everybody starts coming up. I was like, heck yeah, we started the thing because otherwise this is going to be really boring for Dierks.
Yeah.
And, like he'd probably be like, guys, please get up. This feels awkward. Yeah.
What am I doing up here?
Yeah.
I need to gauge like how are people feeling about this?
Exactly. So yeah, it was really good. But I'm telling you next time, it's going to be like, Amy, you're coming. I'm just going to make it happen.
I'll give like three coupons.
Three coupons. We give it three tries.
Yeah.
Different events. That way you have
cash them in.
Multiple turns to try and make it work. Yeah. Okay. I like this. All right. So we also had, speaking of spill the tea, Lunchbox and I spilled the tea on each other, which was a new one.
Yeah. But normally it's not you.
No. But his was unsuccessful on me. because he thought I was drunk in the middle of the day, but I really was pretty drugged up pretty bad from the dentist. Like, I sounded super funny because I had a filling on each side. It wasn't just like one side. So I really couldn't talk at all. My mouth was numb completely. His was unsuccessful, and my tea was great that I got on him. Most of the time, I'm not around to hear those things.
Okay, I remember yours being like the drinking, or he thought you were drunk in the middle of the day, yeah. But really you had been at the dentist. What was his?
His was that he's been taking snacks from our green room for his kids' lunches.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. His wife was like, can you bring home some of those bars?
Which is a very lunchbox thing to happen. I'm just really glad that I was here to catch it.
Yeah.
I don't think he knew anybody was still here. So that happened, spill the tea. But I want to talk about something. So you know how there's kind of some universally agreed upon, like, for lack of another word, butthead rules, where somebody's like, we'll all probably collectively agree that, like, if people did these things, we would all probably dislike them. Like, if they do things in public, I'll give you an example, and maybe you can, like, something comes to mind. Mine is that when people talk on speakerphone in public, I'm like, that's really disrespectful of just about everybody around you.
Yeah. If they're older, I dismiss it because my dad would do stuff like that and he just wasn't aware.
Yes. It's a lack of self-awareness, right?
Right.
But like people will be at the gym doing it. We'll be at the grocery store and I'm like, I do not need to know that your sister wants 5 packs of whatever.
Right.
Just put it up to your phone. I get it. It's weird holding a phone, but like we should not be on speakerphones in public. So
okay.
That's one.
Not putting the grocery cart back or that's not even to one of the little bins that are in the parking lot. That's fine. But just leaving it randomly in the parking lot. That's,
yes.
I don't understand that at all.
It's okay. It's good to not understand some things. This is how we all collectively agree that these are universal rules people should not break.
Yeah. Like if a guy that, like say I went on a date with did that, that would be like a no.
Yep, that's true.
I wouldn't even know. That to me, that just shows so much about
maybe
someone.
I'm going to have to start having like that. One of the first 3 dates, we have to go to the grocery store for something so I can find out if he puts the grocery cart back.
Mm-hmm. This the grocery cart test.
Yeah. Good. Because what if you start dating a guy like 3 months in the row? Because really, you don't go grocery shopping for a long time, right? So what if you start dating a guy for like 6 months and then you find out he's one of those jerks that doesn't put the grocery cart back?
Well, now it's like, he's like, where do you want the first date to be? And you're like, Publix. Meet you there.
Let's double check. I need to see what you do in all these situations.
Yeah.
I wish dating were that easy. Genuinely, like we could just put each other through like life kind of tests, and that's how you find out if you're compatible. Instead of like going for drinks and like having these surface level conversations, and you're like, okay, cool, you seem great, but I have no idea what you're actually really like. You know?
Yes, and how you handle yourself in certain situations.
Yes. So like life tests, first date. Like, yeah, you got to do a traffic. You got to how they do at like a service setting, like how they treat service people.
Oh, for sure.
That's definitely one. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get that one a little bit on drinks, but drinks are still a little questionable because like you can kind of order from the bar and move on. You almost need like a food setting. So driving, grocery store, restaurant. Mm-hmm. These are like solid tests.
There you go.
Oh, and animals, because how do they treat animals?
Yeah.
That's a good test.
Have you ever dated someone that didn't like animals?
Well, I dated a guy who refused to allow me to save animals on the side of the road, and that was a problem. Didn't find that one out until like later on, though.
Like, what? Give me an example of what happened.
Like, there was a dog on the side of the road, and he was running in and out of traffic, and I was like, I'm going to pull over and help this dog. Like, nobody else is, and I'm going to pull over and at least try and get it to a safe spot. I'm not keeping it. I just need to help it because nobody else wants to help it right now. And we got in a full-blown fight about it. It was like, no, we're not stopping. We have too much to do. I was like, I don't care what we have to do. This dog needs us. We're here for a reason.
And so how much longer after that did y'all date?
Not much longer. I mean, I ended up being the abusive one, Amy. So, you know, all the red flags were pointing in the right direction.
Right.
So it was there. Multiple problems. But yeah. So, yeah. But I mean, it took a year in for that to kind of show its true colors. You know what I mean?
Gosh, yeah.
So
sometimes it does take a while, huh?
Yeah. So like the compassionate side of people, because it does take like a really compassionate person to want to do that, but also just to allow people to do that. Right. And be around in that space.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you got like home life, probably hard to do this on the first or second day, but it's like, what do you do with laundry?
Yeah.
How do you fold things?
Do you put your dishes away?
Drawers? Yes. How do you load the dishwasher? These are things that 40-year-olds care about.
Right? Mm-hmm. But this is what I'm saying. We need a life date first test. Life test first date.
Yes.
If only we can make that happen.
But they can't know that it's the if it's the first date, they're going to do everything perfectly, of course.
We should make like Love is Blind, but like real life.
Mm-hmm.
And you could like see how somebody acts and like, that sounds so creepy. You'd be like watching them in their normal life.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, how else do you get to know a person? Like,
That might be the future. It's like you swipe. What is it? Which way do you swipe if you like someone?
Right.
Okay. You swipe right. And all of a sudden that gives you 3 weeks of videotape of their life or something.
See, this is what I'm thinking. This is the way of the future. And Amy and I have already predicted it. And if somebody would like to create an app with us, we will welcome that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a great investment.
Yeah.
A new dating app.
This would be, yes, an app, but then also like virtual reality.
Virtual reality dating app, which hasn't happened yet. We could be the starters of this, Amy. This is our new business.
And then you feel like you're actually, you're with them, like in the goggles. You're there.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll work on it.
Okay. This is an idea. We got something here. I'm just going to say we got something
Maybe.
Here.
Maybe.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We had another crazy interview on the show this week. Beverly Gilmore came on. She is the woman who we saw a news story about, and she dies like 3 times a month. This interview was crazy.
Okay, well, something I watched on YouTube this week, I actually show prepped it, but I didn't make it.
The best bits are for rejected segments, so bring it on.
It doesn't even make rejected segments, but so I saw this video on YouTube of this guy that has a pre-birth experience. Pre-birth memory. He remembers being born and what it was like before he was born. He remembers choosing to come. And then I guess what the room looked like when he came out of his mom. And he has all these. He said that ever since he went public with his story, he's met 40 other people that have a similar experience. I'm like, 40?
That's a lot of people.
Of all the people in the world, then it's really like not that many people. If this is something that like is actually happening and possible, but he was just talking about his past lives, where he came from. And listen, I don't know. The guy that was interviewing him did a great job because I think he's very curious. I can't even think of his name, but some stuff I'm like, I wouldn't be able to ask another question sort of seriously, but this guy was very respectful and seemed to take in whatever he was saying, like, oh, like as fact, like as truth, but was, you know, a hint of curiosity. And I don't know why I just said curiosity. So funny. And it's such a funny way, but I don't know. Google it. Maybe I'll try to find the link of what the video actually was if you're interested in it, because a pre-birth memory or pre-birth experience just seems so wild to me. But Bobby has a friend that swears he remembers coming out of his mom.
See, that's crazy to me. But I also, again, just like with her, just like with this guy you're talking about, I'll never not believe in something. Like, until somebody can prove me wrong scientifically that there is no possible way for this to happen.
Right.
Then I'm going to say, okay, then it's likely that it can. And because I don't think we'll ever get to that point scientifically that we can't prove a lot of things. And so I will believe it, but it doesn't make it any less wild to like hear about and think that that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Or that like you weren't the chosen one to have that experience. Like, imagine being the chosen one, say Beverly in this situation, who has to die 3 times a month and she gets to have these experiences. But like, do you think she would have chosen to have that happen to her all the time?
You know, I don't know. I think it's just, from what I understand, it's a different level of consciousness that they're able to tap into, that we all have the capability to tap into in the, you know, other life or other dimension or whatever. Yes. I don't know. But they are able to, for whatever reason.
Wouldn't that be a crazy reality if this whole time, you know, we've thought of like how heaven looks and we're like, oh, it's somewhere up in the sky and you like your body goes or whatever. What if this whole time when you actually die, you just like go into a different level of consciousness? You don't like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
What if this whole time that's the case?
Like that part of you is still around. So she described it as love, but this guy with the pre-birth experience, he also said love. Like there's this feeling of love there, but she said that she saw physical bodies like flying around. He made it seem like it was just like you were just like a thing, not just there, like a spirit. I don't know, but that you lived different lives and each life was teaching you something new, but that he remembers choosing like, oh, I want these to be my parents. And he chose that. So anywhoosie, I don't know.
That's wild.
And that communication up there was more telepathic. Like they didn't have words. He says down here, in our language, it was too many words. It's like you can feel things there and there's emotion. Like there's things, you just know what the other person is thinking and feeling, and conversation is just easier. He's like, we mess up a lot of things because too many words. But then as he's trying to describe it, he's like, oh, it's so hard to describe. He's like, I can't think of how to say it. But then also he's like written feelings. A book. And I'm like, well, you've written a book, so we should know at this point how to say it. But I guess in a way, if you truly think that that's something you've experienced and it really isn't something of this world, it is hard to explain exactly what's happening.
Well, and to explain without being made fun of and mocked and probably like judged for what you're experiencing.
Yeah, but too. I went through all the comments on this YouTube post and there's so many people who are like, oh my gosh, thank you for sharing this. I have the same memory. Thank you for sharing this. I have a similar experience. And I was like, well, maybe there's more than 40 people. Maybe he just meant he's met with 40 people, but globally there's so many people.
Wow.
Next time you're telling a story, I'm going to look up. Well, maybe if you have something to say right now, I'll look it up.
I just want to know, like, I'm thinking if I was in a scenario where somebody could test this level of consciousness on me, I think I would try it to like test to see, you know, if they're trying to figure out what this reality looks like and what that could potentially be. And if it's a real possibility, I genuinely think I might allow somebody to test that on me to see if we could figure it out.
Yeah, well, in a way, meditation is taking you to another level. And that's what they say, the better you get at that or the more you practice that, the higher you go. And you're sort of out of body, separated, sort of like she was saying, like you're hovering over yourself. I mean, people that can truly, I mean, I'm new to meditation. I've been doing it for like 2 months, for like 10 minutes a day. But people that have a practice where they've been doing it a very long time and they're very committed and dedicated, and they've gotten to where it's just this, they're at a different level consciously. So they are able to take their brains to places. And then my psychic cousin, that's how she describes what she is when she's reading for Bobby, like when she's come on the show before, and she'll be like, well, what they're showing me is, when she's saying they, she's talking to the higher levels of you. They're all you. It's not they, like they, like a, other people.
You think like a board sitting
they
there and
you.
Judging. Yeah.
They're you and your higher parts. So what she's, you know, able to do, and she can explain it better than me, obviously, but she's able to tap into a part of her brain that we all actually have the ability, but we just can't get there. She has the gift to get there. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's not like crazy.
But we all have it.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, you're... I mean, I guess in a way, if you do have that gift, you are special. And I'm not even saying I fully believe. I'm just presenting as like, well, this is what they say. And by they, I mean most people that have this gift.
Oh,
not
I,
my
like,
they, not they, my higher.
Yeah. Well, and who am I? Like, I believe them. Who am I to say? I don't know.
Oh,
I know.
My cousin's been very right about things, and like she has connected with lost loved ones of people that I know where. There's no way they're like, there's no way she should have known that. Like, that's a message from my mom or my grandma or my dad. And how did she know that? And it's because she connected with their loved one. And she says she talks to my mom, and then her mom passed away earlier this year. And so she has, I guess, even a further in. Like,
do you feel like after those conversations happen, like when she shares something that your mom is passing along per se, do you feel after that kind of moment happens, you feel closer to your mom? Is there like a feeling that happens after that comes?
I do feel comfort, but I also reach out to my mom like in my quiet times or some of my meditations or my prayer time or my journaling time. I sort of try to have a conversation with my mom. But the thing is, like, I don't really know. I'm hearing something, but I'm like, okay, is that me saying that? Is that her through me saying that? Is that her? Is it God? Like, is it, sometimes I don't know, but then I'm like, well, does it matter? Do I have to know if I have comfort in whatever I was told or
no.
what was revealed to me or what my gut is telling me? You know, I guess
the answer is no,
you don't. Right. You don't.
But the reason I ask is because so much of that is energy facing, where they talk about this energy and these things that you feel. So I didn't know if when they're, you know, almost like sending an energy through you or telling you a message that's mm-hmm. through energy, if you kind of feel it in a way of a different energy vibe than when you were just sitting there before you got the information.
Okay. I haven't had it in the instant, but I feel like because I've been asking for signs, I feel like this feels good. Mm. This feels right. I'm on the right path. And I think it's because I'm asking for that. And I do feel the signs show up more when I'm in more of the flow of the energy. And absolutely. I mean, I feel like that's how God designed us. Like we are energy and we create so much. Like you can walk into the studio and instantly feel if someone in there is in a bad mood or having a bad day or having a great day. Like it could be any one of us, but you just feel something
mm-hmm.
and you're like, Or like in my household, my son is very intuitive. He can pick up on anything and he'll know right away. Like what's wrong? I'm picking, like he knows it and he'll say it. He'd be like, you know, I can feel this. Like I sense this. And something's wrong. And he's right. I'm like, oh yeah. I mean, I'm feeling very stressed, which I have to watch out for because then he feels that energy and then I'm going to make him stressed. And like our dogs are, mm-hmm. I don't know about cats because my cat's not very reactive to anything, but our dogs react to our anxiety, our energy.
Oh
our,
yeah. Wholeheartedly.
What we're putting out. Relationships. Like I would say in my household in 2020, there was so much stress and tension. Like people would tell me they could feel it. They would walk into my house and I'm like, yeah, that tracks, because things were just heavy and we weren't we were trying to heal, but we weren't healed yet. So that toxic energy was just there. And I wanted to sell my house. I wanted to move. Like, I wanted to just run from it. But the thing is, we would have taken that toxic energy to any home. But I don't know. I just feel like sometimes I feel woo-woo talking about it. But at the same time, it's science. And I believe in, like, quantum field and just things that are out there that we can't
explain.
See. Mm-hmm. And I did, speaking of YouTube, see this one, you know, scientist that was giving a lecture somewhere, like in Cambridge, about magnets. And so when you've got two magnets that are going together, the energy that's pulling them together, you can't physically see the pull. You can't see, like, you can see the magnets trying to touch, and you know they're about to because they're pulling towards each other. But there is no visible thing that is actually pulling them. Like, if you and I are pulling a rope, like, I can see the rope mm-hmm. pulling. You cannot see the pull of the magnets towards each other. Yet you know it's there because you're seeing the magnets hit. But you can't see what's happening in the mm-hmm. meantime. So that's the energy. It's almost like some people are like, well, I can't see this energy. I don't really. But it's happening. We're pulling things towards us. Whether sometimes it's like if you have the negative energy, you're pulling more negative energy towards you. If you have positive energy, you're pulling more positive energy for you towards yeah. you and people and things. And, you know, I truly believe we have the power in how our day will go based on our energy and what we want to attract and what we don't want to attract. And I felt like that magnet example was really powerful for me to see in trying to understand. Just not the full understanding. This is just like
a little snippet.
The elementary part. But quantum field sounds so, you know, not real or intimidating, or like, I don't even understand but it's, they're starting to learn more, and it's absolutely there.
And I think it's just a great analogy for a lot of things. Like, you can't see this, but there's a lot of things that you can't see that are real. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they're not real, or doesn't mean we don't know things about them. It's just a good analogy for multiple things, I yes. feel like, on top of the energy side of things.
Yeah, and then I found this video of this guy. It is called Pre-Birth Experience, Life Before Incarnation and Why We Come to Earth. His name is Christian Sundberg, and the podcast is called Next Level Soul Podcast. And do not ask me how I came across this, because it's not like I Googled any of those words ever. I think it just popped up as suggested.
Came up and you're like, oh, click.
I don't know.
You know, also wild, just a wild theory. You know, if his all theory is true, like what happens if, like, we're the aliens? Like, this whole time we're thinking like, oh, there's aliens here. There's something like, well, what if we're the aliens?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my cousin has said, and sort of, I feel like, didn't Steven Spielberg say something about, you know, it could be the future us coming back
yeah.
to us? And then my cousin, I don't know, I'll let her share these stories, but she's had a similar, I think she thinks of it in a similar way, if it's like the future us coming back. It's not like these, you know, slimy
little
green things
creatures.
Or scary black faces or whatever, but that she's had encounters.
Okay.
I mean, I know now,
no, but no,
now it sounds like cuckoo for Cocoa
it's
Puffs.
It's not,
but,
though. I think
Stevenson says cuckoo bananas.
Cuckoo bananas. I don't think it's any of that. I think what it is being very open-minded and being very self-aware to know that we do not understand or we do not know everything.
Right. And my cousin's a very spiritual being, and she's a Christian, and I mean, which some people would also judge that and completely disagree. But at the same time, it's not my job or anybody else's job to determine anybody else's spiritual walk or
what
that looks like for them. And so I've really released a lot of that, because I think in my younger days, I did have like, oh, well, if you're not thinking this way and doing this and this and this, then there's no way you can, how can you claim that, you know, mm-hmm. you're a Christian? But it's Jesus is her way to find God, but that she believes other people have other ways to find God, but Jesus is her avenue. I honestly, now that I think about it, I think that's how I came across this pre-birth experience video. It popped up after I was watching this interview, maybe from this same guy's podcast with this woman in India, and they were having this beautiful conversation about Jesus and like the type of person that he was and how so many other religions actually respect Jesus a lot and what he did and the messages he had and the gifts that he had. And they just have a different, they grew up a different way and they believe different things and they found God another way, but they respect Jesus. But overall, it's like saying that there's just like, there's one God and then there's a lot of different ways that that God uses to bring people to their higher power, to have a relationship, to feel the love and want to spread love. But that's the video I was watching. And well, I think that put me on the pre-birth experience.
I was going to ask, I was wondering what rabbit holes you were going down on YouTube to find these videos.
YouTube is like my, I love me some YouTube. It's what I've watched lately while I'm getting ready.
That's so funny, Amy, because of all the things that I would imagine you to like love and go down rabbit holes on, I just would not imagine YouTube.
I don't know. Videos just start playing. It's my jam. It's almost, YouTube's been around forever, but it's almost like I've just discovered it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's on the YouTube. I find all kinds of things. Okay. There's everything you need.
Yes. Just remember that it's only YouTube and not the
I said it that way on purpose.
I know you did. I know you did. But I also have to say that because I literally got a voicemail from Lunchbox who said ? Instead of just asking the question.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
And so now I just never know. And I'm like, I just got to help out because I had to be like, Lunchbox, you don't have to say ? It's just implied that it's a question. Yep.
Yeah.
So now I just never know. Now I'm just trying to help out, make sure everybody's on the same level.
YouTube.
But I'm with you. I like to say the YouTube and the Facebook because my dad calls it that sometimes. And then I give him a hard time. And I'm like, remember the Facebook?
The Facebook, the Instagram, the TikTok.
Yeah, add the.
And I'll just say too, just to wrap up this part of the conversation, is I think it's at this point in my life, I think it's fun to have conversations like this with my friends and my family and my people that I feel safe with. And because curiosity is a good thing. Mm-hmm. And being open to hearing what other people have to say is healthy. And again, like I said, earlier parts of my life, I wasn't very open. And I think that kept me very sheltered and judgmental. And that's also not how I want to be. And I'm thankful that I've evolved in a way where I want to hear more people's stories. I want to see how they get in touch with that high part. What does it look like for them? And I think, too, a lot of when you've faced certain life challenges or gone through some adversity, you kind of get to step back when you're doing a lot of work and it takes you places you never thought you would go. You kind of realize like, oh, okay, I actually don't want to be in this small little box. There's so much out there. And I still believe at my core what I believe, but I'm going to make room and space for questions and movement in whatever direction that feels good for me and not what anybody else has told me to do or what, I grew up being told. I don't know. I could go off on this whole thing, but I just wanted to say, like, you don't have to agree with anything that I'm saying, but I would just, I'm just sharing things and I even am like tripping up on my words right now because I want to be careful because I feel like there's so many people that are like, oh, I got to turn this off because I can't believe they're talking about this or that Amy would feel that way. And I think I've just gotten to a point where it's like, no, I'm curious and I love that.
No, it's a great thing. And what you said is a really good thing because I think it takes a lot of people their whole life to get to that point. And it's a privilege to be at a point where you can question that now and have different life experiences that you might not have ever had because you weren't questioning things, because you weren't having conversations that made you maybe a little uncomfortable or maybe like, what is happening? What is this? But it's important for you. It's important for you to grow as a person that way because you just might find something out that you never thought possible. And I think that's really cool that you're getting to have that at this point in your life because most of the time it either happens like when you're younger or like you go your whole life and you just never question anything. You get to a point when you're older and you're like, we always give older people this hard time of like, you're so stubborn or they're so stuck in their ways, right? But I think it's going to give you that benefit as you just keep, when you're 80 and you're looking back at your life and you're like, oh no, this is really crazy. I heard about this one time. You're not going to be the one that's like, that could never happen. You know what I mean? And that's giving you so much cool things to move forward with in your life that a lot of people would not have if they're not willing to go to that point.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. And I circled back to this to close out with that as just encouragement for mm-hmm. other people to get curious and not shut something down. And it's just, there's also more, in my opinion, more peace with that too.
So much. You know, I got really lucky that when I did my leadership minor in college, I was told by every single one of my professors, they were like, question everything. Even if you think you know something, question it. Just wonder what the other side of it's like, because so much of our life is spent thinking we know everything and feeling comfortable in that, because it is comfortable to know things and to not be the one who's unaware or doesn't know what's going on. But they're like, there's so much to be said for somebody who can sit in a room and doesn't know everything. They just start taking everything in and understanding it from multiple perspectives. And that's what you're doing for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's like really awesome.
Yeah. I mean, Ben and I have been on a similar journey together. Like, we were just talking about it the other night, of like sort of same thing. It's like, we're just different people than we were when we were 20 and we're 24, 25, and we're thankful for it.
So. A lot of life has happened.
You guys grew. I know. So, I mean, we're just certain things we wouldn't have done if we were just kind of like stuck in this narrow way of like, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. We can't do that. Oh, we can't do that. That's not allowed. Oh, that's, you know, and then it's like, oh, wow. Okay. We get to make decisions for ourselves and we get to do what we need to do that's going to be best for us. And we don't have to worry about what anybody else thinks. And that can just apply to so many different things. But I think a lot of times religion is at the core of a lot of that, depending on how you were raised. But anyway.
Look at you finding silver linings in some really hard things.
Yeah.
I'm so proud right now. Not that you already didn't do that, but it's really cool to see it like in real time, because that's what I'm seeing right now.
Yes.
I had something fun to talk about, but I'm really glad we talked about that, because that was fun too.
Okay, sorry. I'm like derailed.
No, that was great. That was my favorite conversation. Just like you said, those are fun conversations to have. We had Bobby shared an update on Stanley and how he's doing after the whole squeaker incident. So I wanted to talk to you about how your animals are doing. We did mention animals and their higher vibrations they give us.
They're good. I mean, my dog is a little wonky. I don't know what's going on with her, because I mean, I got high vibes in my house, but she is, she's like medium vibes. She's very protective and barky and clingy. I think maybe she has an attachment disorder.
You know, I mean, they say they feel things that have happened in the house. So given everything that's happened, she may just be like, it may be, especially given her past, some trauma of like, oh gosh, is this where I get left behind?
Yeah, she's a rescue dog. So yeah, there's probably some stuff there. And then Cat's good. I do this thing where I do the slow blink with her. You should try it with Hazel. Slow blink, like look at your cat and just stare and blink, 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 blink. And then eventually Maggie's doing it, and she's not very affectionate at all, but she'll come up and like put her nose up against my nose and give me like a little cat kiss.
So it's supposed to like strengthen the bond?
Yeah. I guess one time I Googled on YouTube.
Another YouTube rabbit hole?
The YouTube. I said something like how to have a better relationship with your cat, because she only wants to cuddle with me at night at bedtime. And then I'm like, well, this isn't enjoyable. I would like sometimes if I'm just sitting at the table, not eating, but or sitting at the bar working or on the couch watching something, I want her to come crawl up in my lap. And no, she wants none of that. Only at nighttime. Like she'll at 2 a.m. make her way towards me. And I'm like, and now I'm asleep. This is when you want to cuddle. So I was researching, connecting with her more. And the slow blink was one of the major tips. Like vets even use it for cats that come in and they're trying to, you know, make them feel comfortable.
Okay, I'm going to give this a try, because we have been bonding. Amy, we had our first snuggle session. First ever. She doesn't sleep with me at night. I don't know where she sleeps in the house. She has full reign, but she does not come to bed at night. And one time I was sitting on the couch over Memorial Day weekend, and I was just watching TV, and she just crept up next to me and made herself comfortable and fell asleep, like cradled into me. And I was like, I can't move. I can't move. This is the first time this is ever happening. And I like full on was just so happy that I finally got to see that side of her, because she's very affectionate and she very much likes people. She loves to be pet, but she's never cuddled with me or never sit still long enough to just be next to me. It's always like movement. Got to make sure she's like on guard. And so the fact that she felt safe enough to just come snuggle up to me, like I felt like I had done something right. I was like, I'm just going to stay here forever until you move because I'm so happy right now.
That's awesome.
It was the cutest moment.
It's going to happen more and more, so that's good.
I hope so, but now I'm definitely using this blink technique because I need it to happen more because it made me really happy.
Yeah, try it out.
I know, but she has been, listen, as cute as she is, she's also a little just getting into a lot of things. She has learned to open up my cabinets. Cabinets are closed. They have everything in them. She knows how to open them now. And she does it, and it's terrifying. It makes Remy bark. It's like a whole situation that happens at the house. And it's because she's always hungry. This cat is eating more than she should be eating. And she still acts like she's hungry all the time. And I know it's coming from what she came from. But I'm like, sister, we can't open up cabinets like every hour of every day. There's got to be some kind of level of this. And she wants, if I get cheese out, she literally will stick her head in my cheese trying to get to it if I don't give it to her.
Maggie loves Pirate's Booty, which has cheese on it.
Okay, see, like...
There's something about...
Which they're lactose intolerant. Like, they're really not supposed to have it.
Cheese. Oh, I break up a little Pirate's Booty for her.
Oh, trust me.
But I don't even know if that's cheese. Real cheese, so I don't know.
It's like...
Hey, maybe that's cheese.
It's the cheese powder.
I don't know.
It is.
She does. I mean, I can open up Pirate's Booty. Like, I'll open up a different kind of chips. She doesn't... Nothing happens. I open up Pirate's Booty and poof, there she is.
She's waiting?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Hazel does that with shredded cheese. And I always give her a little bit, but I can't give her too much. I'm like, we can't get you sick, sister. But I give it because I feel really bad. Otherwise, she will literally nosedive into the cheese bag trying to get to it. Aww. I just wondered if these were like normal things or if this is just my cat and her personality.
I'll test out the cheese thing.
Is Maggie trying to open up cabinets?
She will try to open up drawers, yes. They want to get inside of them. Like, she could be looking for food, but Maggie does it in my bathroom. Like, she does it.
Everywhere.
If a drawer is like even a little bit open, she'll be like, okay, I can open the rest. And then she'll use her paws and she'll get it. And then she'll hop in and then she'll just be sitting there. And there's times where she's ended up in cabinets where it's been shut and she's been stuck in there. And then I don't even know how many hours have gone by, but we hear meow, meow. And we're like running around the house, opening cabinets, trying to figure out which one she's in. And then we finally find it. That happens.
You didn't. I did it with Abby when she was on because it just happened. I locked Hazel in my pantry overnight and I felt like the worst cat mom ever because I woke up and she had obviously not had water or anything in there. And I was like, and she peed on like the paper towels because she had to go to the bathroom. And all you hear is it's the faintest meow. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you've been locked in the pantry all night because I went to bed and I felt like the worst cat mom in the world. So this makes me feel a lot better. Happens a lot.
You're good. I got you. Yeah. There's a time she got out. My cat is not an outdoor cat, and somehow she ended up outside. And I was like, how long has she been out here? And she's like pawing at the front door, like trying to get in. And I was driving away. That's the only reason why I saw her. And I'm like, what's that white thing at the front? Maggie, like what? She was out front. She would not survive in the wild.
I think it's because they're so curious about things that they just kind of find themselves in situations that they shouldn't have been in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I didn't even notice she was gone.
You're making me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Those are our animal stories. And coming in at the last spot, Scuba Steve got his vasectomy done. And that was wild and crazy because there was so many months where we really thought he was not going to do it. He was really adamant it wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a big update. Big. He's not very happy with his decision, I don't think, in this moment, during this bit anyway. But do you have any life updates, other things? We talked CMA Fest. We talked about the animals. Got anything else to share before we wrap everything up?
I'm not the person that's dating the French hottie. That might be getting scammed.
I believe
that's
you.
Literally, my friend. Because I got some messages. I put up something like a Q&A box. I put up like whatever. And someone said, when are you going to Paris? And I immediately went into freak out mode, Morgan, because I had just been talking to my cousin about us taking a trip to Paris, but I had not, that was on the phone. I was hiking with a different friend I told you about that brought up that like, she's like, ever since I've known you, you don't really travel. Like you go to Colorado to see your sister and you maybe go do something for yourself, like in this season of life that could be very memorable and sort of life-giving, life-changing in a way to go to another country or something. And so I was like, maybe I'll go to Paris. And I just said that. And then I was like, maybe my cousin would go with me. So I call her and I talk to her, but that's it. Hadn't talked about it. So when this guy shows up in my question box of when are you booking your flight to Paris, I was like, oh my gosh. So I immediately replied to his message personally. And I was like, how did you know? What? Why? No, I didn't say how did you know, because I didn't want him to think that I really was going. I just said, what made you ask that question? Because I thought he had access to my phone.
Oh gosh.
I thought he saw me on the trail talking about it loud, and I maybe said, I don't know. I felt violated and that someone was spying on me. And he replied back, he goes, oh, on the show this week you were talking about your friend that has been talking to a guy on a dating app from France. So I was making a joke. And I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, quite the coincidence. Okay, carry on with your day. Nothing. But Morgan, I'm not, until he replied, I thought that I had a situation on my hands.
No, but that's totally fair. It's a fair thing to feel.
Life update. That really was about my friend. It's not me. I'm not dating. So that's that.
That's a good update. I'm sorry you had to freak out, because that's a little terrifying.
Yeah.
Especially to imagine that somebody might be spying on you. That's not fun either. Mm-mm. Okay. So no dating. We're good. Feel good about that?
I feel good about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't have anything either. I got family coming in town for CMA Festival. The whole gang's basically coming in town hang out. And I'm, you know, still dating, doing the thing. When I do have something. I went, you know what, and lost my phone. That whole thing. Well, I still went on a date because I had a date planned. And I went without my phone. That's probably not a smart idea. But I did.
Right, because you couldn't be. Did he pick you up or you met him there?
I met him there. Okay. So I drove.
Well, that's good.
But we had planned to meet somewhere. And I was like, sir, we're going to have to meet somewhere else because I don't have GPS on my phone. I don't have a phone. I don't have GPS. And I'm very directionally challenged. So you're going to have to come a little closer to me. Otherwise, I'm going to get lost somewhere in Nashville trying to meet you.
Oh, my gosh. If I had to only go to places that I had memorized to get to, I could be like, okay, church, work, my kids' schools, bar taco.
That's literally like what I was going through. I was like, you just have to come somewhere on my side of town because I think I can manage to get there and get home safely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like a whole thing. I was like, this feels weird. Is this what it felt like when people used to go on dates without their phones? Because then he would go to the bathroom and I'd just be sitting there like, what do I do with myself? Like, I didn't even have the phone to play with when I was like sitting there and, you know,
well, I feel like moments. The date gave you a different like experience. Like,
it definitely did, but I'm really good on dates of making sure I'm not on my phone. I like put it away and I don't get on it.
So sort of similar,
but it just felt more like the, you know, the unhinged unsafetiness of the fact that I did not have a way of calling or contacting anybody. I told like a friend, I texted a friend from my laptop before I left. I was like, I'm leaving. This is where I'm going. It closes at this time. If you do not hear from me from X amount of time, please call the cops. This is probably a concern. And thankfully, all was good and he was a good person. But I was just like, that was a little risky of me to continue with my day. Just no problem. But I was going to have to sit at home and not be able to do anything because I didn't have a phone. And I was like, well, I might as well just go and like forget the fact that I, you know, don't have the phone anymore right now.
Yeah, of course.
So
there's a way to go about it and be safe.
We're
just so used to having it. We rely on it so much.
Exactly. Especially with traveling. My sister thought it was hilarious that I made him move the date because I didn't have GPS. I was like, well, I'm just being honest. I'm probably not going to make it to the date if we kept with the same spot because I have no idea where it is.
I mean, I totally support that. Yeah.
Makes me feel better. That's my life update to share, that I had adding to my chaotic. The stories will just continue to come out, but that's adding to my chaotic weekend. Oh, yeah. Well, tell the people where they can find you, hear you, all that good stuff.
At Radio Amy on Instagram and, well, also Twitter and TikTok. Well, you know, TikTok's an issue. You and I both know that because of my daughter. But hopefully we'll fix that issue soon.
Just give us a month.
Radio Amy, Instagram. That's mostly where I am anyways. And then RadioAmy.com. And then my podcast is Four Things with Amy Brown. Sometimes it's four totally random things, and sometimes it's just me and friends sitting around talking, and we'll do at least like four things gratitude, where we share four things we're thankful for. There's four things tied into it somehow each day, but episodes come out on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I love that. Well, go check out all those things. You can also come hang out with me at Web Girl Morgan on all the things, and of course the show at Bobby Bone Show.
Was the all access thing just one day?
Just one day, unfortunately.
Okay, so it's done yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, but we should tease that.
You will have a guest at some point. whenever they draw the sweepstakes winner.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. So, yeah, see, make sure you're following all of us on social media, Amy, me, and the show, because we post about cool opportunities and things that pop up. So go follow, hang out with us on there, and y'all have a good weekend. Amy, thanks for joining me.
Yes, thank you for having me, and I'll see y'all in 8 weeks.
8 weeks. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.